was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Thursday, February the 20th, 2014. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, of course, on KCNR1460.com. Come join our chat room. Bad Bob's here. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How's the house still there?
The house is still there, and I met with the environmental cleanup folks from Shasta County Environmental Health, and they are cleaning up the site.
If you didn't know, Boom Boom Blanji here lived right next door to the house that they just burned down with all the explosives. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Bad Bob. B-B-B. Boom Boom Bad Bob. Brenda thinks it's cute. But speaking of cute, here's Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is here.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings.
You love Thursday mornings. I love Thursday mornings, too. And Linda loves Thursday mornings because Linda, of course,
she's doing what I do every other day.
Yes. Well, today, you know what? Because she's worked. Well, she's got all day today to work because she has not only her show tonight, but her parents are coming in. Plus, in-laws. So, I mean, this is kind of like, I mean, her sister-in-law and all that. So it's not like if I come home, you know, and I wander through the house. So this place has got to be.
It's not the ones whose names you can't remember, is it?
No, that's my sister. I can remember her first name. She just, you know, she's married. Yeah, my sister. When my sister was here, it's a long story. Anyway, Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
That's great. A lot of things going on, but we're going to start with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor with our Wall Street Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets are negative in this first half hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 13 points at 16,026, while the Nasdaq's down 4 at 4,233, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,826. Oil is down 7 cents a barrel at $103.24, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.7%. Gold's down $5.40 at $1,315, while silver is down 16 pennies at $21.69 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's up a nickel at $37.56. Visa's down 54 cents at $223.27, while J.P. Morgan's up 20 cents at $57.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10 in the morning. You know, these are people that are they're your neighbors right here in town that are following what's happening on Wall Street. And they're the ones, if you want to find out, just give them a call. They know from minute to minute what's happening, and they've got great advice, great advice. 243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Right here in Reading.
And it's 42 degrees in downtown Reading. It's partly sunny with a high near 70 today. Light and wind variable becoming north 5 to 8 miles an hour in the morning. Partly cloudy with a low around 44 this evening. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Mostly clear through the weekend and sunny with a high near 72 on Saturday. Our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Today, of course, as I said, it's February 20th. This is also the birth anniversary of my father. My father was born on this date, 1920. He was a farm boy. He became a soldier during World War II. Was a staff NCO and then got a battlefield commission, landed on D-Day at Normandy, became a businessman after the war, and then became an avid golfer when he retired. He passed away in this day, not on this day, but on April 15th, tax day in 1982. And I know he's just, you know, there's his final little joke there. try and get me again here. Anyway, my father, he continues to be my hero. And if there's good parts about me, it comes from him. Okay, our guest today is Brad Long, who is Veterans Resource Center, head of the Veterans Resource Center. And we've got some things coming up here. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Brad.
We've got the Vets Collaborative coming up on Monday, February 24th. And it's going to be from 11:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. It's a brown bag type event. Bring yourself a lunch, a snack. We're going to have water and coffee there. But the idea of the collaborative is public agencies, private individuals, anybody who's interested in veterans and serving veterans and assisting veterans, we get together every couple of months and we identify areas of concern that we want to concentrate on and look for specialists in those areas to come do presentations and get the information out about what they do.
And we hold this where? At the fairgrounds down in Anderson?
No, actually, this time, for the first time, we're doing it down at the Reading Library Community Room.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is something that, you know, Brad, you've been here for what?
About 6 months.
About 6 months. And establishing this, and this is your area here, your Veterans Resource Center here, is also helps, our veterans with post-traumatic stress.
Well, VRC Veterans Resource Center, we're concentrated on, the homeless veterans.
Okay.
Those veterans who are at risk of losing their home. Or they're literally homeless. We have funding available right now that we can rapidly rehouse those veterans or get them assistance in what they need. We have multiple sites in three states, and we also, in other sites, we have transitional housing. We have behavioral health to help them with the PTSD, and we also have alcohol and drug counseling in those sites.
Okay. I know that this is another outreach for our veterans, which we need. It would be nice if we could have besides all these types, that I just wonder is how much of this, if we could just get them all employed, would help.
That's huge. And we're working actively, of course, with the EDD here, the Veterans Advisor, also Goodwill. We're partnering up with the Goodwill and their jobs program to help them get employed. And we've got something coming down the pipeline where we're going to have a mentoring program. With some people who are established in businesses and trades, that when a veteran comes back, you know, sometimes college is not the best option. And the statistics now aren't very good about employment, even after a four-year degree. About 50% get employed at low-wage jobs. And so we're looking to get them into established businesses, into apprenticeship and journeyman and some sort of prevailing or living wage that they can get out there and be assigned a mentor who's also a veteran in that trade or that field to help coach them through, find success.
That's a great
idea. Of course, they're impacted by the general economy just like any other group. There are jobs out there for anybody, so it makes it just that much harder for a returning veteran to get a job.
That's absolutely true, but the veterans unemployment is much higher than just general unemployment. I mean, we're talking about, if you're here in California, if you look at it at 10%, then the veterans are at 15. Mm. So it's tough because they're coming back, they're coming back out of the service. They've got to first fight this stigma that there's something wrong with them because they were in combat. And I've just talked about my father who fought through 4 years through Europe. And managed to come back and be a very successful businessman, as many have, and many people do come out with service. The vast majority out of Vietnam and Desert Storm and all these are successful, great workers, and yet we seem to still be fighting this thing because of I don't know if it's press or what, movies or anything here when they start talking about it. But if I'm wrong, somebody needs to tell me, but I'm not, that the unemployment rate for our veterans is much higher.
Yes, it is. And that's one of the areas that we've identified. This collaborative is not going to be concentrating specifically on that problem. We do have that scheduled out in the next collaborative.
Right.
What we're concentrating this time, we're going to have a couple of people from the VA. Patty Gomez is VA caregiver support. Veterans have a lot of benefits that we don't access and we don't even know about. And so this is one of those objectives of the collaborative in order to get this information out. And Patty Gomez with caregiver support, that's a benefit that we don't know. If we have a disability or as we're getting up in age and stuff, and if we need a caregiver there in our house to assist us, the VA will provide that, which is great. So she's going to be giving us information on that. Chris Endres is a specialist in VA home loans, CalVet home loans and the federal program. And he's going to give us information about that. So as veterans get out there, they get employed, they realize a little bit of success. Maybe they want to hit that American dream. Maybe they want to get that house. Mm-hmm. And, the VA home loan is a program.
Well, it was the veterans that built this country, built this world after World War II. Mm-hmm. And part of it was because they got the education assistance and they got the housing assistance there in the mm-hmm. sense of being able to get the loans. They had to pay it mm-hmm. back, of course. But it was all things they had earned.
Mm-hmm.
Am I miss? Oh, that's right. We've got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Baugh, of course. And I have Trish Clark with me here, my dear one on Thursdays. We're in our new more talk, less breaks. And so we're having our breaks at quarter after the half hour and quarter till.
Oh, whatever.
As long as somebody waves at me. All right, we'll be right back.
Your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, 42 degrees out there. Trish Clark's with me.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Coffee is outstanding. Baristas make any kind you want. Walk next door. They have every type of tobacco product you can imagine. The funnest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any prices in this town on tobacco products. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? We get, on our chat room, we get interesting people in here. And here's one who, you know, you sign in with a chat room name. And this is, isn't it time to jail the corrupt bureaucrats who just joined the chat? I love it. And he's a veteran. Thank you for your service. And isn't it time to jail the corrupt? Anyway, he comes in with a different name. I can't help it. It just breaks me up. Okay, Brad, when's this thing going to be again?
It's going to be next Monday, the 24th, from 11:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon, and it's at the Reading Library Community Room.
Great. You know, we appreciate what you do for the community here, and anytime you have anything, you know, you're always welcome.
We absolutely love what we do, and we love serving
the Where? Veterans. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call my office at 223-3211, and we'll give them the information concerning the collaborative and the other speakers that are going to be there. Plus, we'll be able to, as a resource center, even though we're concentrated primarily on homeless veterans and helping them with that situation, we hook up with all the local community resources and federal resources in order to assist the veterans in their transitions or, you know, getting dust off, getting squared away, and getting back on their feet.
Perfect.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. Make sure you come back and we cut. I know we have one commercial coming. I think, did we come back and cut another one?
Yeah.
Okay, we did. All right. We're okay with
that.
Oh,
no, we haven't.
You owe me one because to get all the right, you know, information out there. Brad Long, thanks a lot, Veterans Resource Center. Hey, this thing, Trish, they want to cut 60% of our water.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
I did. Owens Valley, here we come.
I talked about it yesterday. And I talked about the fact that the Federal Bureau of Reclamation wants to cut 60% of the water here. If you're on the south bank below the Dusseldorf Bridge or something like that, but 60% of the water.
That's just a huge impact. And you know, our ground, we are fortunate to be over a huge groundwater basin. But when you start taking all of the surface water out of our system and depending just on that groundwater, I don't know how long that lasts.
Well, then, you know, we can get into this thing like the Owens Valley where they suck it dry and then the salt water comes in. You know, I'm reading this book called Cadillac Desert and the story of how L.A., the Bureau of Reclamation, and how they just sucked Owens Valley dry of
exactly.
water. And I mean, when you read it, you say, oh my, you know, this has got to be made into a movie. This is just, I mean, how they did it was, taking everything. I mean, the way they bought the land up, how the collusion was. Hopefully you couldn't do that kind of stuff in today's age. The corruption.
Well,
I don't know.
You wouldn't think you could, but if you just take a look, I mean, like City of Anderson depends on groundwater. I mean,
right.
That's their source of water. The Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District is in the process now of drilling a whole bunch of new wells in that same area. And that starts to add concern to everyone who's depending upon the groundwater. You take the city of Reading, if you lose 60%, which I think is about what they get from surface water, and they have to go now
They're
to total groundwater,
yeah.
It's not going to take very many years unless there's a huge conservation effort with that where this is going to absolutely be drained up here, especially when you're in the middle of a drought and you're not regenerating, you know, the water, the groundwater is not being regenerated in the last 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, this is, you know, the city's fighting back. And,
well, and all the other water purveyors.
Everybody that's involved in this is fighting back. So 60%, you must be, you know, or is this the kind of thing where they come in and go, okay, we're going to cut 60% of your water. And everybody screams, okay, we'll only take 25%. Everybody goes, oh, okay, thank you.
Maybe.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah, it's starting. Anyway. But the other thing is that it makes me angry when the federal government, the good president comes out here and sits in an area someplace down in Los Angeles and
a private golf club.
In a private golf club and makes decisions about what they're going to do in the North State with our water.
On those greens and the million gallons that takes to keep
the desert that they've greened up over the years.
You know, here's the other thing. I've been down to Palm Springs and many times and the part that gets me is they water everything. They've got these huge geysers of water in there. All the golf courses, they water the strips along the street. Everything. I mean, it's just, I mean, and there's water being spilled everywhere. And you think to yourself, frankly, there's not supposed to be this many people here.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're up here in the over the top of the water with the water source right here. And we do a lot of things in our landscaping and everything that we do as entities to cut down on the use of water.
Yep.
That's part of the planning process when you put in a new building, and the recommendations in all over Shasta County is to put in drought-tolerant landscaping. And as you indicate, then you go and you can see water running all over the streets
of
places they're pumping all their water.
We ought to put a water tax. You know, they put a fire tax on us. We ought to put a water tax on the golf courses and the people that live down there in these deserts. Oh, well, wait a minute. You really live up here and we have to, it takes extra water to do this. Fine. Let's tax you on that and then, you know, take all that money and build a water retention areas.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. Bruce Ross wrote a editorial, one of his last. Bruce wrote, and I heartily agree with him. Bruce, you're right on. CalPERS has come out and said they want more money.
Yes.
They want more money. Enough more money that if you think you're having problems now with our, with police and crime and fire and roads, my friends, stand, as we used to say in the Marine Corps, by. I clean that up a little bit. But stand by. Because they want more money for CalPERS. Because why? People are living longer.
And they want more, a bigger donation from the local entities to pay the retirees' fees.
And it starts now. It'll start within the next 2 years. And what that means is any money that we have is going to go to CalPERS to pay for the retirements, and for the bad decisions that they've made at the state level on how to invest their money and all this. But you're not going to get more policemen because all of our extra money as, and by the way, this is not new. This is not something to go, oh my God, never heard of that. Yes, you have because, Gary Cadd and Kurt Starman, Gary Cadd first, who was beating this drum for the last year. And then Kurt Starman sat right here in this studio and said, we're in trouble.
Well, and I'm going to just go back about 10 years because this is not new stuff.
This is
we talked about this from the very first when decisions and local entities up and down the state started making the decision that people don't yell when you give them benefits, but they yell when you give your public employees raises. So we started this process of building up their retirements and taking on the employee's share. What don't people understand
and
about employee's share?
Who voted for that?
I didn't vote for it.
But the city did, 5-0, I think it was.
And they did it up and down the state to where the
whole
thing.
Yes, everybody did.
Right. And
because everybody was in plenty then.
But there were some of us who said,
All the way along,
eventually you're going to be having to pay for two workforces, the retired workforce and the guys that are still trying to service, and there's not going to be enough money to do that. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the middle of that, and now they're going to ask for a bigger share.
They are.
You know, several years back, we also had a PERS holiday. They were making so much money on their investments, and the counties and cities didn't have to put any money in. And what did they do? Instead of putting that money back, they just spent it all, gave raises, and did all kinds of fun things.
Because that money's going to go on forever.
Well, it didn't.
Oh, no, it didn't. So here we are paying $600,000 or about that for our retired, some of our retired law enforcement people.
Well, it isn't just law enforcement.
I'm just saying, but that's just right away because guess what? They've done a job. They took, you know what? They were paid this. This is your retirement. I'm not saying anything about that. Because that was the rules.
Yeah.
But we're paying this much and we're going to continue to pay this much because, you know, they're just, people live longer and now we're paying the piper and it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. You know what, my friends? If we're going to want anything done, wait till the first time they say it and it's coming. We're going to raise taxes.
Well, and that's, they have to. What they have to start doing right now is you've got
to
start turning it around. You're right. These people worked in a job where they were promised certain things.
Yes.
They're retired now. You can't do much about that. You can't start pulling away and taking away their retirement.
Unless, of course, you're on the national level and you want to take away the COLA away from retired veterans, but that's okay because most of you people, but then they changed their mind. Okay. They went back and fixed that. But you're right. This is your job. You were told you were going to pay this. Then we pay it.
But the cities and the counties and the local jurisdictions and the state have got to turn around and they got to start treating new hires different where they come in with a new contract and a new expectation and they take the job based on new rules so that they're not anticipating or expecting this huge payout at the end.
The new ones they've hired.
They're starting, but you don't always just want to focus on just police and fire.
It's everybody.
City managers and retired electricians and everybody that's retired from public office is getting these retirements.
Somebody asked me why we had three city managers.
Well, we have three cities.
No, we have, I'm talking about Reading has three city managers.
Who?
Well, they have Kurt, and then they have two assistants, city managers. And, of course, one of them, Tippin, runs REU.
Yeah.
And then the other one. And then I guess there's an assistant. But these are just things. But the bottom line is we say that we have looked at everything to cut. You know, and I don't think we have. I don't think that, I think every one of the city council, people who run for city council that's gonna come through here, I'm gonna ask one question. Do you believe in privatization and how do you think it could work in this city?
Some things can be privatized and some things can't.
I realize that.
And absolutely don't make any difference.
No,
but there's just an awful lot of, one of the things about,
and you get the last word here because we gotta take a break.
Okay, well, but the point is they need to start looking at the budget. Instead of just assuming that the budget that's in front of each one of these departments is an actual needed budget, they need to go back to zero-based budgeting.
Okay.
Start and build a new budget. There's
good
stuff
idea.
In there, employees in there, allowances in there that they've quit doing hundreds of years ago, but they're still in the books. If they go back and wipe that out, you find out you're paying people that aren't even there.
It's like it's against the law to marry a cow in Connecticut.
There you go.
Well, maybe it should be in Connecticut. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to start our San Quentin show. We have Ed Schroeder here, who was a retired captain of the guards there, and I had an opportunity, and as the Sheriff Pasinko said, this was a very rare opportunity to go into San Quentin and be escorted through San Quentin along with a few other people from right up here in the North State. And what we learned, what we discovered, what we saw there in San Quentin is, I think, well worth your time. And we're going to be talking about that as soon as we get back from these breaks. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight. Trish Clark is here with me.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Okay, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at Market Street Steakhouse March 11th.
Isn't that the place on Market Street where I had that really good steak?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
I remember that.
Great. Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, March 11th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Good thing they didn't name it Market Street Salad Place. I would have been confused.
Yeah.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott. So, of course, Trish Clark is with me today.
Good morning.
My favorite Thursday person. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors. Your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Your neighbor's making great deals for you, my friends. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? Stay right here in town, and you're going to find the car, truck, or SUV that you want, you covet. Cars of the year. Trucks of the year in Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177, an outstanding service department also, right there at Redding Crown Motors. Also, let me say is that, you know, radio is a source of so many different feelings for people that, talk radio, the people that listen to talk radio buy stuff. They listen to it. They don't switch channels. They listen. They go out and buy. They're the ones that own businesses. They're the ones that run companies in this. And we have, we've enjoyed being with our community for the last 5 years, you know, starting our fifth year. And we really are proud of all of our shows. We're extremely proud of our shows. And on March 8th, we're having the second annual banquet and fundraiser for some of our shows. I want to make sure everybody know it's not for the station. It's for our shows. And we want our shows to be successful. And we want them to be able to go forward. And also, to bring in guests and all these. This is something they do. And also to help with, as they say, the conservative radio for the North State. We here at KCNR, have opened up our radio station to all. Mm-hmm. Whether they're conservative or liberal or, occupy groups, militia groups, whatever, because we believe in that community radio should just be that for the community. But this is a great way to have a good night. I believe that if I understand right, that Congressman LaMalfa is going to be there to speak. We're going to be having the State of Jefferson people will be there. State of Jefferson Mine will be there. Speaking, a lot of people talking, I believe the Sheriff, John Lopey will be there. From Siskiyou County talking about things happening up there. There's going to be a number of speakers that night and just a lot of great things. They're going to have, raffle packages with, dare I say it, lots of guns.
Perfect.
They're going to be there. So this is going to be March the 8th. Doors open at it's going to be at Wind River. It starts at 4:30. The doors open at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6:30. And this is going to be you've got We the People, Sovereign Minds, but you're also going to have Jefferson State of Mind is going to be there. Like I said, a lot of people there to listen to what's going on here in the North State.
And to say again, it's about raising money so that these shows that are put on by private citizens can continue to function and bring good best speakers and good information to all the citizens of the North
State.
That's
right. And these are, like I said, private shows that are on our station, but we stand behind our shows. And this is because we've had more than opportunities to bring on shows that we didn't believe was going to work. It was not going to work.
And the other thing is it's important to recognize, as you indicated, that it isn't always just your bent or your frame of mind.
That's right.
You've opened up the station to all thoughts processes.
We try to. And
sometimes I turn it on and go, really?
Yeah. I know. I've had, people said, why did you have him on? And I went, well, because they're part of the,
Exactly.
We've had Russ McDonald on, who thinks every Republican should be executed for treason. I mean, he said that, and I said, really? Every? He goes, well, I did not make the sentence for treason. He says, so Republicans should be tried for treason? Russ is fun to have on.
Yeah. Russ Wade. Russ Wade?
No, Russ McDonald.
Russ McDonald.
Yeah. Go on Facebook. He just never ceases to amuse me. And Russ, you're invited on all the time. You know that. Anyway, the tickets are a table sponsor for 400, couples for 50, single tickets for 30. And I tell you what, you get a great dinner, you get a chance to enter these raffles and a good night of conversation and being able to talk and listen to us, and listen to a lot of the leaders of the North State right here on March 8th. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, let's
talk about this first, and we'll get to our guest.
One more thing we just want to point out. The Lions Club have the Guns and Antique and Collectibles show on February 22nd and 23rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's from 9 to 5. Breakfast Lions Club. This is always such a great show.
32nd annual.
Great displays, every kind of gun and ammo, and they throw in some antiques.
Well, the antiques up in the top bring in a lot of people and collectibles.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've given over $1 million to a local school, to the schools and kids around here. All the money they make there goes right back into the community.
Absolutely. And this
all
is this weekend,
money.
And it's the antique and modern firearms, antiques, collectibles, historical displays. The whole deal is put on by the Reading Breakfast Club, 32nd annual, so everybody show up down there. Great way to spend some time on Saturday.
Okay, let me go back because people in the chat room are saying, asking where. It's going to be the Conservative Radio for the North State Banquet and Fundraiser is going to be second annual Saturday, March 8th, 2014 at the Wind River Casino, and it starts at 4:30. And you can get tickets at Jones Fort or North State Consultants, 221-0101. Okay. Ed Schroeder.
Good morning, Carl.
Captain, Captain Edgeroder.
Well, let's just cut it back to Sergeant.
Oh, is it Sergeant?
Yeah, just Sergeant.
You were Sergeant, but everybody loved you out there. The captains were up hugging you. I thought you were just like, you know, their boss.
Oh, I was pretty well liked at San Quentin, so it was nice to see everybody.
Being liked at San Quentin, you know, this is kind of...
Whoa, you know, that takes some explanation.
Yeah, that's got a lot of connotation right there. How long did you work at San Quentin?
28 years.
28 years, and you started out as?
As a correctional officer. Back in, I guess it was 1983.
A correctional officer there. Okay.
Yes.
What? Oh, you know what? I didn't give away gun show tickets, but I am right now. First person that calls gets 2 gun show tickets. Or if you're already on the line, did somebody call already for that?
Yeah.
Get their name. We'll give away the rest of them tomorrow. I'm sorry. Because people are calling all over because of that. Because I told them when I was going to give them away again today.
I need you to hold, please.
So, Ed, you started there in 1983, started out. What got you into the prison system?
My dad was a sergeant on the sheriff's department here running the Burney substation, and so I always had law enforcement in my blood. And my dad always taught me that to try to serve your community to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Shasta College and got my degree in law enforcement and headed to the Bay Area where work was pretty easy to get, and I discovered San Quentin, and I thought it was something that I could do, and so I went to work and enjoyed my job every day that I was there.
Did you really?
Oh, most definitely.
Did you enjoy it every day? Because, I mean, I've been there, Ed, and you enjoyed every day there?
Every day was a challenge. Every day is different. You don't know what you're facing when you walk in, and you punch in, and I'd sit down at my desk, and you just wait
to see what's going to
happen. Very first.
Kind of like owning a radio station.
No question.
Except the thing is that you can just kind of walk in to KCNR and punch in. Let me tell you what it takes to punch in at San Quentin as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott. Trish Clark is here with me today. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. It's 42 degrees out there, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Bill W., you won the gun show tickets.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, Demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here, Thursday at 7:48. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The phone line, 605-4567. Feel free to use those because Ed is here to answer questions. And we're going to have Ed here for another hour minimum so that we're going to be getting to all of this. But let's talk about how you can just punching in the morning. Now, I thought maybe it was just me, but you all do the same thing. You come, first of all, to San Quentin. Well, let's talk about San Quentin, first of all. There's these really, really nice houses outside San Quentin, outside the walls. They're there overlooking the bay. And you're thinking, oh, this is a nice area. Now, who lives in those houses?
Well, the prison itself, or the state of California, owns 70 homes that surround the institution as well as inside the home, or inside the institution, excuse me. And they're at the pleasure of the warden. So you can apply to the warden that you would like to have a house on grounds. If he has a need for your expertise, such as a correctional officer, that he may need to call upon you 24 hours a day to come in because they're having a disturbance, then he'll grant you that house, and you can move in there with your family, and you live there for a modest amount of money, and they provide services to you, like you have gardening services because it's all run by the inmates, and you have a shuttle service that comes around and picks you up and brings you to the job site, and it's right downtown Marin, and so it makes it very handy for shopping.
Nice places, too.
Yes.
Upkeep 12. The only thing is in 100 yards away. You got 737 condemned murderers.
Well, when I retired there were 6,000 inmates inside San Quentin. And the best thing that we always used to say is if anybody was ever to escape, they're not sticking around.
You're probably safer in those houses than you're anyplace else.
Yes, and you have 24-hour guard service. They have an outside correctional sergeant that patrols 24/7 around your houses and property, keeping an eye on your individual properties. And so it was kind of an interesting situation, but when you had guests, now I lived on San Quentin grounds for approximately 11 years. My wife and my family, or myself, my wife and my daughter, we all lived there, and the only thing you have to get accustomed to is that you have to remind the gate guards that you're having visitors, because then they have to be approved to come in the gate. And then once they have an approval from you, then they are checked in, their car is searched, and they're allowed to go in and then visit you as you see fit.
Okay, when we checked in that day, they took our driver's license and they ran, I guess, a quick background check.
They did on all of you.
On all of us, which, you know, well, we lost two of our people right there going through. And,
are you serious?
No, everybody got through. They did look at me twice, though. And so then you go to the outside gate, and this very, very professional guy's looking at you. He makes you sign in. They don't do this to everybody else. Anyway, you have to show your ID again. They then sign in, and then they stamp your hand with this invisible ink, the kind you get when you go into these nightclubs, so they can,
find out. Glow in the dark.
Then you have to wait till somebody comes over and opens this huge gate, or door. Iron, you know, the bars. Just like you see out of old movies. This thing is, what, 100 years old, 150 years old.
Easy.
I mean, and you've got probably the same bars that were there when it first started. This thing opens up, and you walk through. And then there's somebody behind these bulletproof glass in a stone. I mean, you'd have to hit this thing with a rocket launcher to get into them. And they're looking at you, and you've got to show them your ID again. And they look at you, and they look at the ID, and they, they kind of like wave their head for us to go on through. When they see Ed, they're going, they're up against the window, like puppies wanting to be adopted because they missed him. You know, like, oh, Ed. Then we go to the next gate, and another guy there looks at our ID. And then, only then, do they open the gate up. And then we've got two or three correctional officers around us just to make sure everything's good. And then you walk in to the inner court of San Quentin.
And you are inside.
You are now inside. And you look up and you see immediately on the left-hand side a flagpole with a flag at half-mast. And a beautiful garden area there with names of the all the prison staff or the guards who have been killed line of duty.
That's correct.
On the prison grounds.
Right there is inside the prison grounds, and then you've got everything is neat, well kept, and you can't wear anything blue going into the prison because they wear blue. The inmates wear blue.
No denim, no blue, no orange, no yellow, because inmates wear all of them.
Which took away, as we know, Rick Hill's wardrobe right there.
We were worried about his pants.
That's right. I had to change sweaters. I had to go home and change sweaters because it wasn't blue denim, but it was a close enough color that they didn't want to just, hey, look, when they're aiming in. And I said, you're right. Let me give him an aim.
I'm going to get something red.
I put red on,
Well, you have to remember the guard towers are a distance away.
That's
right. And they have a hard time distinguishing the colors of blue from a distance. So we just try to avoid blue altogether.
Which is what we all did. Anyway, so now we're in, and we're in the middle, and we're in San Quentin. And the first thing you see, the captain came over to introduce himself. We had, and very, very professional. The whole thing was very professionally done. But what I want to talk about a little bit is about statistics. So let's talk a little bit about statistics of San Quentin. How old is San Quentin now?
It's been there 7 years prior to Abe Lincoln. It started off as a ship. And then, right after the conception of it, General Vallejo decided, well, he's going to put these people to work. And so he took his inmate crew off the ship and started building Marin County roads as well as the prison itself and turned it into quite an industry for himself. And so that's how San Quentin was actually built, because on the grounds itself is an actual rock quarry that they cut the rocks to to build the walls. And so that's the conception.
And the and the rocks that they built, those rocks are still on in there. I mean, that's the original walls in there.
They
did a great job. Let me put it that way. The number of inmates in there. It was I think that day he said six. What did you say?
I had 6,000 when I left.
But it was less.
But
than
with
that
the
there.
New programs now that they're having to cut down the populations of the prison. It's down to about 4,000 now.
That's right. He had the exact number. And yeah. He says 4,231.
On a daily basis.
As of today.
Yes.
As of today.
It varies daily because we have people coming and going every day. We have a reception, receiving area that looks like a Greyhound bus depot because the buses are coming in and taking them out, bringing them in. So it just fluctuates horrendously sometimes.
When you're looking at this place, and you see a lot of the inmates out there. Now, the ones you see walking around are, what's their story there?
Well, they're generally lifers. They have generally sentences from 15 to life, 25 to life, or just flat life. And they are our workforce at the prison. We utilize them for clerical, kitchen, industries, where they make a lot of state furniture at San Quentin. They're just our workforce, our backbone to running the institution. Because you remember, the staff are there to make sure that the institution is safe and secure, but it's also to make sure that all the inmates get their work done. Mm-hmm. Because without the inmate labor force, it couldn't survive.
And it's okay to use these people's names, right? The ones I met, the inmates.
Because
they gave me permission to do
sure,
this.
No problem.
Ken Bryden and Richard Poma. And Ken was 55 years old. He spent 35 years of his 55 years incarcerated.
Okay. 20. And he's a lifer?
Yeah, yes. 20 at San Quentin. And then Richard Poma, 53, has spent 33 years of his life in prison, 9 years at San Quentin. Now when we say that, they're here, they're lifers. And they've done murder, what, on these cases? We never talked about their specific what they did. We just talked about being in prison.
Well, I happen to know every one of these people because they were there probably before I started. They've all worked for me under some capacity as either my clerk or a porter. And so you get to know these guys, and there was some of them there that were kind of reluctant to talk to us.
Yes.
That had over 40 years in because they had a lot of inmates watching them. And the one gentleman that I really wanted to talk was afraid to. He had just went to the board. He had 40 years down, and they just denied him for 3 more years.
Okay, now we're talking about parole. We're going to talk about that in a while, too. That, my friends, you know, let me just say one thing here. We've got to take a quick break. Is you talk about, oh, these inmates got it good. Oh, they get to do this. Oh, they get to watch TV. Let me say this. We'll talk about what it was in 1940 with the hole. Their lives are not good in the sense of, oh, we're having a great time here. You know, it's just this Club Med. It's not. And the guards who are smiling, you can watch them, watch their eyes and what they're doing all the time. There's an element of danger here. Even though when you walk in, you're thinking, oh, this is really calm. But also at the same time, you're picking up the fact of in a second, this can go to hell right now. And the lifestyle there and how they're incarcerated is not inhumane at all. So, you know, don't misunderstand me about that. But it's not Club Med. And when you've been in jail for 40 years in a 7x9 cell, which a lot of them are at.
And I can't wait to explain to you the differences between the lifers and the revolving door type inmate. Believe it or not, the revolving door inmate is what's killing this county, as well as every other county in this state, because they're costing us a bundle.
And we want to talk then about the condemned men also there. I mean, revolving door, but also when we get back, because we're going to have Ed here for a while, because this is we spent a long time down there, and there's a lot of things that impact on our county and our state here. But this part, you know, before we take a break here, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Martin and his people out there at Alliance Heating and Air have done work for us, as you know, and I can't say enough about them and their quality of work and how they accomplish it. Our guest today is Ed Schroeder, retired sergeant and was in charge of a lot of the guards at San Quentin. And
well, I just want to invite everybody to, if they have questions, this is a yes. great opportunity to learn something. If you've got a dying question, call us at 605-4567. This is a great opportunity
this is
to
it.
Get
you
an
want
answer.
To, yeah, you want to talk about something that's happening, including guards. This new hospital, we're going to talk about the hospital in there, too. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's no end in sight to the deadly violence that has engulfed the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. More than 30 people have been killed in today's fighting between police and anti-government protesters. That audio courtesy of Radio Svoboda. There's also word that protesters have captured several dozen police officers. Secretary of State John Kerry says the president of Ukraine holds the key to ending the violence.
Really, it's in his hands to decide what the future of Ukraine and the future hopes of his people will be. And we hope very, very much that violence will be avoided and compromise will be found.
In Brussels, the 28-nation European Union is holding an emergency meeting today to consider sanctions. Also at SRNnews.com, folks in the eastern U.S. that endured ice, snow, and sub-freezing temperatures for weeks are getting a reprieve. Milder air has moved in. But forecaster Steve Graffiti with the Storm Prediction Center says people should keep an eye on the weather today with the chance of severe storms and the possibility of tornadoes.
You're living in the Tennessee, Kentucky, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama area. Not saying there's going to be a widespread tornado outbreak by any stretch, but there could be a tornado or two, and certainly there could be storms capable of knocking down trees and causing injury.
Forecasters are also warning about potential flooding. An opposition leader in Venezuela is facing criminal charges for organizing a rally that set off a deadly week of turmoil. A judge ruled today that there's enough evidence to hold Leopoldo Lopez on charges that include arson and criminal incitement. A hearing is set for today on last year's crash of a UPS cargo jet in Alabama, which killed both pilots when the plane slammed into a hillside. Wall Street stock prices are moving higher. This is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redmond was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
It's still very early, but a just-released poll has Paul Ryan with a fairly strong showing against Hillary Clinton in a 2016 presidential matchup.
The poll of Ohio voters shows the Wisconsin congressman and former vice presidential candidate faring the best among possible GOP candidates in a hypothetical contest against the former first lady. The Quinnipiac poll has Ryan trailing Clinton by 9 points. Other potential Republican candidates trail Clinton by double digits. Ryan's rise in the poll follows a drop in the standings of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie following the George Washington Bridge controversy.
That's SRN correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is holding a second day of talks with Palestinian President Abbas in Paris as he continues to press for an agreement on a framework for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. There have been few tangible signs of progress in the Mideast peace process. This is SRN News. A Pennsylvania motorist is suing the federal government over its roadside surveys of drivers' drinking and drug-taking habits. Ricardo Nieves says the rights were violated when a government contractor stopped his car, asked about his driving habits, and also asked for a mouth swab.
This is about a promise that was made to us by our founders, which was the amendments, the Bill of Rights. We shouldn't take them very lightly.
Adrian Lund with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the periodic survey is all about safety.
If you know that by participating in this survey means that we may develop policies that make it less likely you're killed by an alcohol-impaired driver, I think that's well worth the price.
The government maintains the survey is anonymous and voluntary. The latest medal count at the Winter Olympics has the U.S. on top with 23, followed by Russia and the Netherlands, each with 22. This is SRN News. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Baugh tonight. It's Thursday, and Trish Clark is with me, my favorite Thursday girl.
And good morning,
girl.
North State. We're having a great time here at Thursday morning.
Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room here. I tell you what, let's start off, as we always do, with our Wells Fargo advisor and our Market Minute. And today it's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have moved from red to green this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 86 points at 16,126, while the Nasdaq's up 14 at 4,252, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,835. Oil's down 19 cents at $103.12 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.72%. Gold's down $4.90 at $1,315, while silver's down 14 cents at $21.72 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Qualcomm's up 15 cents at $75.92. Google's down $1.50 at $1,200.84. And ExxonMobil is up $1.03 at $94.99. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisor on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. You know, you can't get better advice than you can from right here in town at our Wells Fargo Advisors located on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. You know, take a look. You know, look the people in the face. Make an appointment. Come on down there and see this, because I tell you what, they are great people down there. What's the...
It's 42 degrees in downtown Reading. Going to warm up a little bit today. Partly sunny with a high near 70. Light variable winds. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 44. Mostly sunny and a high near 70 on Friday. And on Saturday, we're looking at 72 and 71 on Sunday. Good weekend coming up, and darn it, no more rain in sight for a few days. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give seniors and veterans discounts. And you can reach those nice people at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
Good people. Hey, how'd you sleep last night?
You said
something about you were drinking martinis or what?
Well, that helped the sleep as well, but the sleep comfort bed is the key.
Your sleep number bed?
Sleep number bed.
What is your sleep number bed?
55.
Okay, now see, you're 55. My sleep number is 35.
Well, sometimes I change it depending upon how you feel that day.
Well, that's the best thing is, you know, if your partner can sleep, in this case, it wasn't Trish and I, it was Linda and I.
But, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. And Linda is 45. And but the thing about it with dual air technology is that you can sleep on the amount of firmness that you want. And you don't have to, and really, you know, how much of life is when you go that you compromise in life? Right? You don't have to compromise on your bed. And that's what I like about Sleep Number. Just besides the fact it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Yeah, that's true. But You don't have to compromise on how you sleep. And then you sleep so much better. And you wake up at 3:30 in the morning because the cats outside are having a fight over territory and Elk Killer wants to go out and join in. But then you can go back to sleep. Anyway, right now there is the final days, the Ultimate Sleep Number event, the largest closeout event of the year with savings of 50% on Innovation Series limited edition beds, exclusively at Sleep Number. Head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center up there behind the McDonald's out there on the in a beautiful little area. And the pros at Sleep Number will help you find the exact mattress that's going to fit you, your lifestyle, and you will sleep better. I have, Linda has, Trish has, you've had yours for over, 10 years?
Over 10 years, and it's just like this.
It's guaranteed, and it's made in America. Sleep Number. Our guest with us today is retired Sergeant Ed Schroeder, who is from the California State Prison System, was a guard at San Quentin. And we had somebody call in and says, what was this, Bob? He was at the queue.
He was there. Well, he told a pretty interesting story, and I thought, and he had a question, perhaps.
Is he on the line still?
Yes, he is. Still
oh, okay.
On the line.
Well, then, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you were at the at San Quentin.
Well, I can kind of give you a little rundown, and I'll try and do it quickly so I don't take up a lot of air time.
We got time.
But I went to college at Humboldt State over in Arcata, and I was in their sports program as a junior varsity football player as well as a collegiate wrestler. And in 1959 I was 17, in 60 I was 18, in 1961 I was 19 years old, and during those course of those 3 years I was in San Quentin three different times, twice to play football. So I'm very familiar with you talking about going through those gates and everything, but we also had to carry our bag of football gear and then put in a gym way at the top of the building. I don't know if they still do any of this anymore. That's what I was kind of wanting to know about Ed. But we'd change up there, walk down this big long ramp to the football field and play football. And it was quite an experience on a 17 and an 18-year-old kid that grew up in Trinity County over here and went to school in Weaverville as a high school kid, because, you know, you'd be out there on the field and you'd get guys telling you that they're going to kill you, they're going to cut your throat, you know, as you line up.
Did you run real fast?
And it's all a psychological thing. We know that. But, you know, when you're 17 years old, you haven't been down to Trinity County, it left an impression. But they never beat us. We always beat them. They always hated to see us come. And then in 61, I was up in the gym as a wrestler and with a wrestling team. And there we only had 13 guys on our wrestling team. And you'd wrestle these guys. And they'd say the same thing when you get out on the mat and wrestle your weight class. And one of the things that always stood out to me was after the wrestling, I was a lighter weight. I was like 135 pounds. I was in a shower taking a shower, and there was only one guy in there at the time who was a convict. And as I was showering, you know, I was a little bit leery because I was in there all by myself. But they had told us that the people in the gym had privileges because they were good, meaning, you know, they had good behavior.
They hadn't killed anybody lately, yeah.
Right. So he looked at me and says, "What are you in here for?" And I didn't tell him I was in here to wrestle, and I don't know why. I just said, "Well, this is my third time." And he looked at me, and he, little 130-pound guy, and he says, "Boy, you're a bad dude." He thought it was my third trip in there in one of those revolving door types. I remember they wouldn't let us take photos. And I do remember that I've sat on the gas chamber chair twice, and it left an impression on me. And I said, I never want to ever do something so bad out in society that I have to end up in here.
Well, we're gonna be talking about that, Howard. But they still have a sports program, and Ed.
Yeah, Howard, I sure appreciate your call.
Yeah,
calling in. But everything you described is still 100% correct today.
Have people coming in there to do sports.
Oh, yes,
from outside.
You better believe it. Matter of fact, the San Francisco Giants, 2 or 3 years ago, just donated a lot of their sod and put in a whole brand new ball field.
Wow!
And we have our team is the San Quentin Giants, and we even have tennis tournaments now where pros come in, and we have a lot of football players in their off season come in to see the inmates, and especially just the lifers. They they like to come in and get them, give them motivation to keep going the course and stay straight and get out with parole. And the remark you made about the cage up on top of the building, that is no longer used because it's now nothing but death row inmates have a exercise yard on top of a building that you can see all of the Bay Area. So it's no longer open to the public to go up there.
Okay.
But you brought back some great memories because they used to have some great football teams come in.
When were you there?
I was there from 83 to
2010. Okay, so that was long after I'd been there.
Hey, Howard, we have to run, but thank you so much for calling because, you know, this was, you said it exactly because they still have those teams there and finding somebody that participated in it back then was great. Appreciate that.
Well, I knew you had gone and I was waiting if you ever had a show I was gonna call.
Well, thank you very much. We may have more so you can keep listening.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, February the 20th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And you've just turned me off. Thank you. And KCNR 1460 is how we chat and stream here. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts for nutritionists on their staff just there to assist you. Classes on health and diet, raw and organic food, and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. These are just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition, plus an in-store deli. Everything you can possibly imagine there, including Amazing Foods for Life, the gluten-free company that started right here in Redding and has the only gluten-free facility to make their mixes and all that. It's a great, great mix for your family. And in fact, the founder of this, Vicky, will be here on our show here in a couple of weeks. Cypress Square, it's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And speaking of healthy lifestyles, we have retired Sergeant Ed Schroeder here from the San Quentin. He was there and as one of the guards there for 20, how many years?
28.
28 years. Howard just called and talked about being there in sports, and we talked about it while we were there. So it was really interesting. Thank you very much, Howard, for calling in on this. But as you said, Ed, you were talking about when the college teams would come in.
Yeah, Howard, I want to say one more thing. When all the college teams come down the hill, like you had spoke, there's about 300 to 400 inmates down by the field waiting for the team to arrive. And as soon as the team is visible, all the inmates in their most deepest voices would yell out, "Fresh meat, fresh meat." And you'd look up at the little college team that's coming in and they're defeated already. It's almost like it's the bottom of the ninth before they even hit the field.
It's gotta be intimidating.
Oh, it is. Well, let's talk about, and we're talking about the, I want to try and get as much in here as we can. Some of the points are is that, they've got the idea that they have, TV sets and gyms is not a bad idea and this stuff is not a bad idea. The number of condemned men. When we walked in the other day and you look over on the left hand side, it's the Attitude Adjustment Center. I mean, that's what it's called, right?
That's correct. It's a jail within the jail.
A jail within a jail. And who is in there?
Uncorrigibles, inmates that just don't understand the philosophy of bettering themselves or staff threats, that they will take any opportunity to harm a staff member.
Okay, now, when we start talking about, and these are the ones that we have condemned to death here, the 763, I think that was the number, 763 inmates.
That's correct.
In San Quentin are condemned to death. Condemned to death. That means is if tomorrow they said, okay, every one of them could be executed. Is that correct? I mean, if they said, if tomorrow they just said, okay, the appeal process is through, you could take out 736 men and execute them right there.
That's correct.
The statistic that really hit me that day, and I've told everybody that will listen, including stopping people on the street, that over 50% of them have never been in jail before. Had never been in jail before they were convicted for a heinous crime, enough of a heinous crime to have them condemned to death.
Well, to get the death penalty, all you have to basically do is just, the state of California has to prove intent. It was not an accident where you accidentally stabbed somebody in a fight over some drugs or a family problem. You laid in wait to kill the individual, and that's how you get the death penalty.
Well, so I'm thinking, well, it's not like if Trish gets really mad at me and she plugs me twice, she won't get the death penalty for that.
No.
But if she goes home and waits for me to come out that evening and shoots me 2 or 3 times, now it's premeditated.
Yes.
And then she could get it.
If they can prove that that's what she did, yes, that she could be on death row.
Okay.
How long that this is, we talked in the break, and I was amazed at how long some of them have been there.
We have some of the men on San Quentin's death row that have been there 35 to 40 years. They were there before I started, and they're still there to this day.
What would be the impact on the state budget if all 700 of them were executed as they've been found?
Well, you'd be saving lots of money. They spend $100 million probably on a death row inmates, just defending them or trying to continue on with the execution process.
Each one of these, how much does it cost each year for each death row inmate?
Approximately. It's about $40,000 per inmate.
Well, okay, now that's just the average inmate.
Yes.
On that, but is death row cost more?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay, I thought that at one point that we were talking about how much it costs, but the reason it costs so much for death row inmates is that each one has a lawyer.
Correct, paid by the state.
By the state, $200 an hour.
That's correct.
That each one of these 736 that are in San Quentin, are all the condemned at San Quentin?
Yes, everybody, except females.
Except the females. So each one of these has a lawyer. And some of them, if a lawyer it really works it right, gets two or three inmates, and then has a great lifestyle down in San Francisco.
No question.
Okay, so you're spending $200 an hour every time they write something. Interesting. Now, what are some of the things that the inmates have sued for? I love this.
I've had inmates sue me because they have nothing to do. The legal law office for them is right out their gates. And I've had inmates sue the state because they had broken cookies in their lunches.
Broken cookies in their
lunches.
And
you have to defend each one of these.
Yes, the state has to defend them and get rid of them. And then I've had them where packages were delivered by a different vendor. Say like UPS brought it, but he expected FedEx to bring it. So they sue. And, of course, they always sue for mistreatment. And they always have representatives to take care of them. They have all the different organizations come in to check on to make sure that they're not being abused. They have their consulates, whether they're Hispanic consulates, Filipino consulates, all come in to have counsel.
These are ones that are illegally here, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, these are the illegals that are here.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're a Roman Salcido is a Mexican national, killed his entire family plus coworkers. He has the Mexican consulate come in to check on making sure that his rights are being observed to his liking. And so we have to meet with the consulate and check on it and make sure that he's being
that blessed. he's happy.
He complained one time because an officer put his cuffs on him too tight. And this is a man that slit his little girl's throats.
Well, we've got a lot of people on the phone. We have one question here, and this has something to do. A condemned man, how big is his cell?
4x8.
4x8. And he's in there by himself?
Yes. He gets to be housed by himself, where a lifer has to have a partner.
Okay. Well, you know what? I kind of feel that Linda's my partner for life. But I think it's in a different thing. I bet, do they have sleep number beds? Okay. They have access in that 4x8. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make this.
I
digress here. That 4x8 cell, which we saw, by the way, we saw everything here. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, you know, this is not a big place, but they have all types of stuff in their cell, including a TV.
Yes. They all have the right to a television.
Now, don't be thinking big screen here, my friends.
No.
Don't be thinking that.
We're talking 13-inch that are clear in color so we can see inside of them.
They are. They're transparent, so the guards can look in there and make sure nothing's in there or came in there.
That's correct. We don't want any TVs that have been manipulated in any sense.
Right.
And they all have to be set up where they have earphones. So if the TV doesn't work with earphones, then they're confiscated because we have to keep it quiet in there.
Now, the system doesn't provide those TVs.
No. Each inmate has to buy his own TV unless you're a death row inmate, and his attorney will be glad to buy him a TV and keep him up with the most best of the new season's typing.
Okay. Mm. Now, they also have access to outside?
Yes, they do. Everybody does. Unless you're, when you're in the hole, you have the right to come outside. But as you saw, they have dog cages where they come out and they exercise by themselves in these dog cages.
When we say dog cages, it doesn't really mean dog cages, but they're
like a run.
Kind of a dog.
It's kind of like a dog.
It's
run,
like a dog run.
It's got a bathroom in it, and a sink in it, and a little place to walk back and forth.
Okay, now, and Howard, I know you're on the line here, but we're going to get to you. I'm going to finish up this because we don't have a lot of time. Let's finish up this segment. We'll get to you in right after we take a break at the bottom of the hour. But one of the questions is, do they have access to computers at any time?
No.
No computer access.
But they're trying to sue to get
computer access.
To get computer access.
Now, they're out in the, everybody that's not in the hole, but everybody else gets to go out in the yards. And they get 10 hours a week, something like that, or more?
Oh, they get more. If you're a lifer, you get more. The death row inmates, they go out every other day. All depends on the status of the yard. They're all segregated by who you are, who you get along with.
Gangs. Yes, and there are gangs there.
Notoriety. If your notoriety is high level, you have to go out by yourself because there's always somebody that wants to make a niche for himself and wouldn't mind taking out somebody of – notoriety.
And they're already on death row, so it's like...
Yeah, what are you going to do to them?
What are you going to do to them? Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break, but this...
This is a fascinating conversation, right?
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where they're having on March the 7th, they're having the winemaker's dinner.
Winemaker's dinner.
And I tell you what, they've had two of those, and I tell you what, I have enjoyed it each time. Trish, you've been there.
Absolutely.
They match these award-winning wines with this absolutely fabulous meal. All different courses. Each wine is matched to a different course there. Cooked by Chef John Stadelli up at Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call, 474-5546. I think they still have a few seats there for it. 474-5546 for the Winemaker's Dinner at Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be right back. Sergeant Ed Schroeder is our guest. And, Howard, hang on. We're going to get to you as soon as we get back from these messages. We'll be right back.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday. 605-4567. We have people on the line. Give us a call, get into our chat room and ask questions here. Our guest is, Sergeant Ed Schroeder, a retired San Quentin guard. I was fortunate to be one of the, and I mean this, lucky few that could get down. I mean, who else? When you get down and you have, not only do you have a tour, but you have the other guards coming through, you get to talk to some of the prisoners they had set up. But
and you're with a very well-liked, very well-respected.
There's one, it's liked, but respected too. Now hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our friends there give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. And let me tell you, that means a lot. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Okay, let's go to the phones. Howard, I am so sorry to keep you waiting, but I wanted to finish up that one part. So, Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Another question?
Well, not a question so much as I just wanted to talk to Ed Schroeder about how I used to work with the best Sergeant Ed Schroeder in Shasta County. I worked with his dad for 15 years.
Is that right?
Yes, and I knew Ed when he was in high school.
Oh, my goodness. Howard, you're going to have to help me out. I can't recognize your voice.
Well, that's because I'm old. Anyway, they knew me then as Uncle Howie, Highway Patrol.
Oh, man. I know who we're talking about now. This is exciting, Howard.
Yes. I'm glad to talk to you. I just went back to all the good old days.
Well, I tell you what, Howard, why don't you call back and let Bob get your phone number, and then I'll hand it over.
Just stay on the line. Don't hang up, and Bob will come back.
Just hang on, and Bob's going to get your number. We'll give it to Ed. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, Ed.
Thanks, Howard.
All right. When you're moving, there's so much here. Yeah, this is on the condemned. You're against the death penalty because.
When I first began my career, I was all for it. I said, this is what I need to work on. I worked on in death row for a lot of years. And so everything that I needed to do that the state asked me to do, I was willing to do. But then as time went on and I saw all the waste, because first of all, I was a correctional officer, but I'm also a taxpayer. And I'm seeing the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars being wasted on death row, and it's just not being administered. These individuals are coddled, as far as I'm concerned. They need to be treated no better than anybody else in that San Quentin prison. And so I wanted it to come to an end.
You want to throw them out into the yards.
I sure did. You want
to put them right back where everybody else is.
I wanted to be the one that opened up the doors and sent them outside to tell them to go play with the other fellas, the ones that don't think that you're so nice because you killed so many people.
Or the way you killed them. Because like we said, 50% of them had never been in prison before. These are people like Scott Peterson.
Correct.
That killed his wife and unborn child. These are people that, you know, for some reason killed their families or just went out and killed people and, under heinous, you know, for premeditated, planned it out, or, you know, it was heinous enough to get them this. But they're treated special there because of that. Now, when you're moving a condemned man through the prison. This was really interesting. If it's just a regular condemned guy, he has his handcuffs behind him, his hands cuffed behind him. Does he wear shackles on his feet?
Some do because of their conduct. They have to be shackled,
and they have a guard on him. And as they're walking through, what do they say? Or the guards yelling out?
They start yelling, "Escort!
Escort!" And this is the part that I was really impressed by.
Go ahead, Carl.
You know, it's new. I mean, for you you all are used to it. But when he yelled, "Escort, escort," all the prisoners out in the yard went to the walls, the nearest wall, and faced it. Almost like you're putting a kid, you know, up, you know, in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Escort, they'd all move away and face away. Why?
Well, we try to keep the inmates safe. It's our responsibility because the inmate is cuffed. And there's a lot of inmates that are lifers that they know that they'll never get out. And so it just gives them bones if they can go after a high notoriety inmate. For instance, Richard Allen Davis, he was attacked by two inmates. He was only being walked with one correctional officer with his hands cuffed behind him. And the two inmates charged him and beat him up pretty good.
Before they could get them away.
Before we could get those two inmates away.
Now, there's another level here. The ones in the attitude adjustment cell block, which is the worst of the worst, when they get escorted, it's a little bit different.
Correct. Now, they have proven that they're untrustworthy. So they are handcuffed, and they say, like, if we're walking them to the hospital, you have an officer on the right, one on the left. The one on the left has his baton pulled. And you have one to the rear that has a large can of pepper spray to spray him in case he even just wiggles.
And this is how, I mean, you walk in there and we're just kind of walking around. We talk to a couple of lifers, you know, we're walking around, we hear escort and everybody goes to the walls. Oh, so we kind of move over to the side and they're walking by. And, you know, the guy being escorted with tattoos all over him, he's smiling at us. I mean, he's smiling back. And in fact, Rick Hill made friends. I hope Rick's listening.
Rick Hill, this is good.
This man is just, I mean, Rick Hill is, you know, when I say this is, and he's over there laughing. Rick Goyne, on the other hand, was standing behind me, which is probably smarter because I was trying to get behind Ed. Okay, so you have that. Let's talk about the hospital for a sec. I don't mean to be jumping around, but okay, let's go back in this, that if you're a condemned man, you're in a 4x8 cell. You could have a TV set, but that, we don't mind TV sets because the San Quentin controls radio and TV coming in there.
That's correct.
And so, and then they're out in the yards. You've got gangs and they divide themselves out. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, this hospital. This $300 million hospital built on the grounds of San Quentin is, I mean, it's beautiful.
It is.
Is it used?
Well, the best that it's being used for right now, it does have a real nice dentistry department. That was, when I first started, you really didn't have a toothache because if you did, all they did was pull it. But now we have a large dentistry department and we have a large mental health department, and then a couple floors are for, of course, the doctor's offices to bring in their little plants and their family pictures. And but they have a little drop-in clinic that they make a determination whether they can handle it in-house or do they have to send it out to an outside hospital. We used to call it a Band-Aid drop-in clinic. If it's more than a Band-Aid, they ran them out to the outside hospitals. So this hospital's become no more than just a
He said they have, okay, they had, I think, cause I was thinking it was 10%. So they had like 4,000 something prisoners there in San Quentin.
That's right.
The guy there when I was talking, he said, we get like about 400 a day that come through there. You know, they get the Band-Aids, they get the aspirin, they get whatever that is. Anything serious then goes outside.
Correct.
Now, what happens when that prisoner goes outside, Ed?
He gets to go out by ambulance. He'll go to Marin General Hospital. He's handcuffed. He's got two correctional officers with him. If he's condemned, he's got three, a supervisor. He walks right past all the people that are waiting in the waiting room. You might have an elderly couple there that have been waiting there for 2 hours. This guy gets to walk right by him and goes right into the emergency room to tend his needs.
And what if he has to stay there for, say, 4 or 5 days?
That was used to be one of my biggest jobs. I would sit on inmates that have been out there for months.
Months in the hospital. And in what would you do? I mean, it would be you and one other, right, at least?
Well, if I had to go, it was me and two others.
Because you were the supervisor.
I was the supervisor, so it was generally a condemned man. And, of course, we were losing a lot of condemned men to being just too old. So they would be in comatose, laying in bed, and you have these officers sitting there watching a body that hasn't moved for weeks.
Three of you getting paid. Plus per diem.
There's no per diem.
Okay, but you're getting paid, the three of you. Plus, so that's three of their, I mean, you have to be on all day? Or do you break it up?
24 hours a day.
So is that three, well, you can't be there 24 hours a day, so no. You have to have another crew come in there.
Three different shifts.
We're talking nine guards people that were watching a dead man, or a comatose guy.
And, we've had, in my time, we've had up to 30, 40 men in outside hospitals. I used to drive around all over the Bay Area because we had inmates in different hospitals.
Okay, now, just imagine the cost of this, my friends. And, you know, and Ed has said, he says, this was the rules. And he says, I can't believe it. You know, I had to work under those rules. And so I talked to other people. They said they've gone to hospitals. And, oh, yeah, this wing down here is where the criminals are. And he looks around and he sees all these guards in the hallway. And they're playing cards. I mean, they're being professional, but I mean, they're there because, and so here's this thing that says, why don't we just, and tell me what you think about this, why don't we just turn loose the comatose ones or the real old ones and just move them into a facility and so we don't have to guard them anymore?
Well, you would think that you would bring them back to San Quentin where they could lay there, but now we just built a brand new prison in Stockton to take care of all these hospital needs are now all going to Stockton. So there is a declining population in the outside hospitals because of you buying and building a brand new hospital in Stockton. Mm-hmm. And now it's having problems. Can't get enough staffing. For what reason, I don't know, because it's a good, clean job. But who wants to go to work into a prison? Because if these inmates are taking psychotropic drugs and they do something to you, they're probably going to get off because they say, oh, at that minute I was crazy.
I'm having real mixed emotions. I'm probably not a good person to work in one of those jails.
You should be watching Trish's face while we're talking.
Well,
I already knew what was going on, but Trish is sitting there watching it, like, and you can just see.
I'm having real mixed emotions about how closely I'd watch them. I think I'd be a little tempted to maybe let those guys get loose a couple of times and cut down on the taxpayer expense. This is really interesting stuff. I've changed my mind, I can tell you, about whether I support the death penalty or not.
Well, I did try for a long time, but there wasn't enough time to really express your opinion about death row because everybody wants justice. When you see somebody go on to death row, you see their case, you know what happened to them. It's like the gentleman that they just stopped his execution. He was the very last one. He was in the chamber. They pulled him out. This man did such a heinous crime to a young lady, but yet they're fighting over the cocktail because they're attorneys. It's their job to stop the execution. They don't care about guilt or innocence. They hate death penalty.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with that. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know what? That's our firearm dealer of choice when it comes to selecting our new long or short guns, our pistols. Not only that, but John Bastiani and his crew are some of the best gunsmiths in the state. Ammo, guns, they've got it. They're your, you know, and they do not roll the prices up just because there's a shortage. They always have what you want. The customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. Our guest is and continues to be because we have another 15-minute segment here, is Sergeant Ed Schroeder, retired from the California prison group and it was in San Quentin. And just talking about the things here, I just hope you're as shocked as I am, or I was, when I went through there and about the situation, the money that's being wasted, the millions of dollars that's being wasted in our prison system on just small things that you could fix with a stroke of the pen. Where's the pen? Stroke of the pen. Obama uses it. Governor Brown should use it. We'll be right back.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Okay, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at Market Street Steakhouse March 11th.
Isn't that the place on Market Street where I had that really good steak?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
I remember that.
Great. Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, March 11th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Good thing they didn't name it Market Street Salad Place. I would have been confused.
Yeah.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:50 in the morning. Today is February the 20th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Leonard and his associates, great prices, and they are fair. They will tell you the truth about it. Trish, you're wearing, you got one right now.
Estate jewelry. Wonderful jewelry.
He has estate jewelry for it's called estate jewelry, right?
Estate jewelry, and, yeah, and great prices and beautiful things.
2225. Okay,
can't right. have I too many say, diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. And I don't know if you can buy guns from him. Probably not. No, you can't buy guns from him, but you sure can buy diamonds and everything else. And he's got the only trained watch repairman in the whole city that can take care of your needs that way, too. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is a sergeant, retired Sergeant Ed Schroeder from San Quentin, did his time there in San Quentin on the right side of the bars. We're talking about the hospital, the $300 million hospital, the fact that if a comatose patient is sitting laying there in a bed dying, Ed and two of his associates are there for 8 hours, three more for another eight, and three more for the last eight. So nine people to watch a comatose old guy. Anyway, and this is just, I mean, and these are the rules that are there. Are they still there now? Still like that?
Not as many, because like I said, that
they're dying off.
Dying off.
You have a better chance of dying on death row than being executed, right?
Well, no question. The first tier of death row right now is everybody in walkers and wheelchairs.
I noticed that. Yeah. They have a handicapped bathroom there so they can move them out and get in and take their showers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And these guys were, when they arrived in the 70s and 80s, they were ready to go and ready to fight. Now they're just fighting for air.
Okay, now one of the things that I was told by the inmates there, that I said, so what have you seen? You've been here a long time. What are the changes you've seen? And he said, well, two things. And by the way, articulate, and we're going to go into the fact he's got a college degree and a divinity degree, why. He said, well, it used to be in the old days, there were tough guys coming in here. I mean, tough guys. They've been tough. They've been in crime their whole lives. The ones they get now, he says 80-90% of them are in there because of drug and alcohol related incidences. And the assistant warden or the deputy warden told me that too. That they were doing it wrong. I mean, not that they shouldn't be in there, but a lot of it had to do with drugs and alcohol.
That's the revolving door inmates. Those are the ones that drive the lifers crazy because they're all going, oh man, I get to go home in a year. And he's looking at a lifer that's been there 40 years and the lifer wants to choke him because he's seen him before. Say, man, you got a chance to go home, and you're back. Yeah, I guess I'm back. Well, he's created two victims, himself and somebody else, to get back into prison. Now he's costing us money.
The things have changed in the prison, obviously, but one of the things they said is they have so many of the rehabilitation programs. It is shifted from punishment to rehabilitation, and the inmates are talking about it, but so was the warden.
If there's anything that needs to be addressed within this whole thing, is we've got to get somebody that'll fight as hard for the victims' rights and for society's rights, and we've got people fighting for prisoners' rights.
No question. Because it's an industry.
It's an absolute industry.
If that industry stopped, if a death row inmate had to pay for his own attorneys, they'd all run.
You got to figure that the public on these instances is paying for the prosecution, and we're paying for the defense, and we're paying right down the line. And if you put them in there in death row, you're going to pay for them for 50 years. It's a very expensive system we've created.
You know, I misspoke. There was 70%. They figured 70% of the inmates are from drug and alcohol related things. The two other things. One of them is the hole. They used to have a place, and it was shut down in 1940, right, by the warden there, 1940.
Yes.
They showed us the hole where the inmates are put if they had essentially upset the guard or they'd done something that, you know, it's fine. The guards would put them into this place. It's behind this metal door that's, you know, 2 feet thick or something like that. And you go into this, in the old section where it's all of these big blocks. And there's 6 different cells in there that are like, what, 8 by 10, 8 by 12?
About that, yes.
About 8 by 12. They would put
Four
to six in there. No beds. No chairs. No lights. And close the door on them. And they had a bucket to go to the bathroom in. And they'd bring in their food once or twice a day. And there's like six of these cells in there. And on the top of the ceiling in the middle where you could walk through, where there were some, you know, lights that the guards could use in, were these hooks, these eye hooks that they could, as the guard told us, as the gentleman told us, yeah, they used to hang the prisoners there and punish them, torture them. And that's the word he used, was torture them.
Right. This was actually what we called the dungeon.
The dungeon.
Yeah. It was worse than the hole because there was no lights. Of course, this was way before my time, but it certainly made you think about the differences of what it is today compared to what it was then. I mean, any time a man was told he's going to the dungeon, he knew he was in big trouble. It took a big man to go in there, but you were bigger if you came out.
And the thing is, they wouldn't get out unless the guard that put him in there let him out. So if the guard went on vacation, you were just in there for a while. So
you can't support that kind of conduct either. But the pendulum has definitely swung too far in the other direction.
We've got like 4 minutes. Let's talk about the rehabilitation. This was a big thing the warden talked about, and the inmates. 93 rehabilitation programs there. 3,000 volunteers that come through there a year to help in these. Anything ranging from, of course, education. You know, getting GED, to can get a college degree in divinity, yoga.
Yes.
Gardening. Gardening.
Small engine repair, welding. I really like the trades.
Yeah.
When you teach a man a single trade, he's got something that he's got some tangible that he could come back to Reading or wherever and seek out that specific style of employment and say, yes, I've had men work for me at my home that had done small engine repair. And they're really good about getting something going for you.
Now, when they come up for parole, and that happens,
yes.
I mean, you can be in there for life, but you can get them up for parole.
Yes.
You've got to wait 23 years, though, right? If you're on a life sentence, you've got to be in there for...
Well, not quite that much.
Okay.
Sometimes you start going to parole as early as 7 years.
Okay. I guess depending on what the crime is.
Correct.
Okay. The one thing that struck me was that if you had this as somebody that was going up in front of the parole board, if you had a place to live.
That's right.
And a support network of your family. And then the third one, if you had a job waiting for you, your chances of being paroled just went up a lot.
Agreed, because what they look at is, can this man survive out on the streets? We just don't want to turn a man loose and to wander. So if he does have these elements that you described, it always helps him. And all the inmates know that this is what has to be accomplished while he's in prison. He does have to keep a family support team. He has to show the parole board that he's doing something with himself in prison, whether he's bettering himself with education or a skill. But then the thing that just really bothers them the most is when they go to the parole board and they have that word heinous in their crime, that they really have a problem with that. If you have an incident where you singly stab somebody in a fight over some drugs and the guy falls and dies, you have a chance of getting out. But if you used an axe, you're in trouble.
Just a quick comment about recidivism. How many of that revolving door group do you see back? I mean, are the rehabilitation programs working, do you think?
No.
But the one thing you did say that they did say was that if a murderer got paroled, that they didn't come back very often.
I've never seen one come back.
So, see, if you're a murderer in there and you get paroled, they don't come back. So you figure out, because a lot of them have never been in jail before.
So it was only one guy they wanted to kill.
Well, the minute you hit the streets as a revolving door inmate, it's just like a candy store.
Yeah.
I mean, the minute I release them, they beat me back to the prison. When I used to release them out in the downtown area of San Rafael, the police would be picking them up and bringing them back before I got back to the prison because they were drunk.
Okay, last question here, and thank you so much for being
this
with us today.
This has been an exciting show.
It's been a great. Did you ever meet an innocent man?
No.
Did you ever make a friend in there?
Yes.
Did you ever trust them?
Yes.
The prisoners?
Yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I only wrote one letter in my life to the parole board. And the inmate was very appreciative because I trusted him to help me teach new cops. Because if I was a one-man army in there and I needed to get something done, I used every means possible. And I would use this inmate, and he would help me out. So I wrote him a letter. They denied him, but he said thank you.
Well, hey, Ed Schroeder, Sergeant Ed Schroeder, retired from the California penal system as a guard there at San Quentin. Got us through there, and I can't tell you how much we appreciated that. Hey, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, remember, Linda's on the spot tonight with Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The body count continues to rise in the Ukrainian capital, with the lead medic for protesters saying at least 70 demonstrators have died in clashes with police in Kiev. The ongoing bloodshed is having an impact on members of the Ukrainian Olympic team in Sochi.
I believe some of them have decided to return home.
International Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams says the head of Ukraine's Olympic Committee supports those athletes who have decided to leave.
I think Sergei Bubka would say that, has said to me that he absolutely respects every individual's right to make their own decision.
Today, protesters have been hurling firebombs at police as government snipers target demonstrators, and the protesters holding more than 60 police officers hostage in Kiev City Hall. First came all of that snow, and now it's warming up and raining. Flooding is a concern across parts of the Midwest. Also at SRA,